This episode of Cutting the Curd is brought to you by Comté Cheese Association. Comté, an iconic cheese from the Jura Mountains of France, favored by cheesemongers and cheese lovers all over the world. Find out more at comté-usa.com. That's comté-usa.com.
Everyone, and welcome to Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kara Warren, and today on the show, we'll speak to a Comté dairy farmer and producer, Jean-François Marmire, a.k.a. Taz. He's from the Jura region and farms in Beauvron with his brother and another farmer. The farm has been in his family for at least 100 years. Taz also holds a degree in agricultural studies and farm management. And another special note, he at one point worked at a Comté fruiterie, as well as an assistant cheesemaker, as well as the cellars with a well-known affineur. Lastly, he also worked all over the world surveying cheese production in places like Tasmania, Turkey, and the UK. Taz, bienvenue to Cutting the Curd.
Yep, yep. Hello, Kara.
Excellent. We're very happy to have you here. My very first question to you, and I know you're in France, so I hope all of the technology is working here, but we're trying our best. I wanted to ask you, the very first thing was, Comté is one of the first cheeses to obtain an AOC-AOP designation. It received it in 1958. Why do you think it's so important for Comté to have a PDO-AOC-AOP status?
Well, it's very important, it's fundamental to have the recognition of all what we have done. And the AOP, as you said, is the highest standard of recognition in terms of a place with the origin, recipe, practice, and all standards that we used to do, and now everything is written down. That's the advantage of the AOP, that you can show, you can prove what you've done by the past. And it's very important in terms of recognition of what all we've done and the final quality of it.
And one thing I love about AOP designation is it says it must be made in the Jura region, and the milk and the breed must be a certain type. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. The AOP, what is very important to understand for everyone first is the AOP is led by, with the standards, by the committee board. Okay, it's not a weed of obscure organization which tell us what to do. It's our committee board which give us the direction and first the place where we are allowed. So in the Jura Mountain on few counties. Let's say as well the use of the breed of a Pâté de Cow. We like the other cows, there is no problem with it, but they can stay in their place. And we have to use the Montbéliard cows. We have to let them to pasture to graze on a minimum 1 hectare per year in average. And the food has to be either grass or either dry grass, such as hay, first cut, and second cut. And with a very strict limited of outside feeding both on a farm.
I see. And for your farm, how many cows do you manage and how long have you been working your farm?
So on a farm, like in our village, we have 5 farms, and on our farm, we raise about 100 dairy cows for a total amount of 240 animals on about 200 hectares, which is probably about 450-500 acres. And personally on a farm for about 25 years, okay, and took over the share of my old man, my dad, 25 years ago.
Wow. And how does it feel to be back as a Comté farmer producer?
Which is very, very important for us. It's why the meaning of the definition of our work is really farmer producer of Comté, because we have our cheese dairy, or fruitière, and we own those cheese dairies as a cooperative system with our fellow colleague farmers. And it's very important for us to own the cheese dairy, to bring our milk and to know the destination, which is Conte. So that's very, very important to manage that, to decide for what we do, and then to have this direct relationship with the affineur for the maturing of, like Taz likes to say, Mr. Conte, if you allow me.
Of course. And the fruitery and its importance, could you explain that? Is that where the cheese, where the Conte is made? How do you choose the fruitery?
Absolutely, Cara. And I mean, in our village, we have a little cheese dairy in our village, so there is no choice. But nevertheless, as you said, you can choose. Unfortunately, you don't really engage yourself for such a long time, so you can have the luxury to take your milk to another cheese dairy. But usually your milk goes to the nearest cheese dairies, and then in according what you can or your capacity to store Mr. Conte is going to the affineur. But again, it's very important to have this contact with the cheesemaker, with the cheese dairy, because every day the milk is changing. Please bear in mind we work with raw milk, so it's changing all the times. So it's never the same work every day for the cheesemaker. And then every month we go to taste our Conte to classify and to get a percentage of quality, because it's going to give the level of payment we're going to get. So it's very, very important.
Right. And determining age for a Conte, you and I discussed this once. You said a person should not always buy Conte by age. It's by flavor. Could you tell me more about that?
Yep. We communicate a lot. We spend quite a big budget about communication and ads. And by sometimes communicating a bit too much years ago about the aging, people were thinking maybe too easily, too simply. Older it is, better it is. And little by little, by tasting, by studying, we did develop, we did explain, we did find out that really every Conte has its own personality, because it's different from one cheese dairy to another one. It doesn't matter the age of Mr. Conte. Of course, legislation standard imposes those 4 months of maturing minimum, but then you can taste many Conte at 6 months, at 10 months, with different flavor, with different intensity. It's one when people come to buy, they buy a particular aromatic profile of a particular Conte in a village, which will be different with another village, because we keep those dairying area. We don't mix the milk from one place to another place, because we must not forget, amongst all the standards we could say about Mr. Conte, but it could be a lot, it's the 12 kilometers around the cheese dairy, maximum distance for collecting milk. It does preserve, therefore, some very specific dairying area.
And so this system is improving the villages that participate, correct? It helps the families?
Yes, definitely. And when you talk a village, like in our village, about 400 people, 1,000 herd of cattle, not many economic activity, the cheese dairy plays much more than just the cheese dairy. It's a meeting place. People come to buy their cheese, their milk, their cream. And even now we do a deposit for a baguette, for bread, because it's really an important place for people to meet. So it has a very big role.
Absolutely. And are there new generations of cheesemakers, affineurs and farmers coming to Conte?
Not easy, but of course, as Conte is so successful, it does motivate, young kids, youngs, to take over farm and to become a cheesemaker. Nevertheless, they must understand also our past. Where do we come from? Because Conte hasn't been that success all the time. So it's very important when they come into the business, whoever they are, chief cave, cheesemaker, or farmer, that it's very important to transmit and to explain where do we come from, because it hasn't been like this all the time.
All right, everyone, you're listening to Cutting the Curd here with Kara Warren on the Heritage Radio Network, and we'll be right back.
This episode of Cutting the Curd is brought to you by Conte Cheese Association. Conte Cheese Association represents the Conte PDO, Conte Protected Designation of Origin in the USA. Conte is a raw milk, cooked, pressed cheese from the Jura Mountains of France. There, every day, 2,500 family farms deliver milk to over 150 local cheesemaking facilities, or fruitiers. This milk must be transformed into Conte within 24 hours of milking to preserve the lactic microflora in the milk, ensuring the cheese's aromatic potential. About 105 gallons of milk are required to craft a single wheel of Conte. Conte takes time to acquire its flavors in the affinage cellars. After 8 months of aging by dedicated affineur on average, each wheel of Conte is graded and shipped to market. No wheel of Conte is the same. Its flavors speak to the pastures where the cows grazed, the season in which it was made, the particular craftsmanship of the cheesemaker, and the time spent in the aging cellar. Therefore, every wheel of Conte is unique. Learn more about Conte, an iconic cheese from the Jura Mountains of France, favored by cheesemongers and cheese lovers all over the world. Find out more at conte-usa.com. That's conte-usa.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cutting the Curd on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Kara Warren. And on the second half of our Conte episode, I have Jean-Louis Carbonnier, and he is a representative of the Conte PDO. Jean-Louis, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Kara. Thank you for having me on board.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have you here on our Conte episode, because I really want to take a look from your angle now about what does it mean for Conte? Like, how is it a unique cheese as compared to other aged cheeses?
Well, you're asking the right person.
That's what I think too. I believe it. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Conte is simply a great thing. You know, Conte is something that most French people grew up with. You know, it's the number one PDO in France. So Conte enjoys a special place in everybody's hearts and everybody's home. I mean, if you go to the market, you can buy Conte. Typically, most cheese stores and even, you know, the cheese stores on markets as well will offer not just one Conte, but maybe two or three different Contes, depending on the time of year, depending on the season. But, you know, Conte is a lot of things, really, and people buy it to eat on its own or to cook with it. It's truly a very important cheese. And another side of the picture is that it comes from a very specific region, which is the what we call the Massif du Jura, so the mountains of the Jura region in eastern France on the border of Switzerland. And this area is very specific and very crucial to Conte. It's where Conte was born. It's where the craft of making Conte evolved over hundreds and hundreds of years. And this is where, you know, where Conte producers continue to strive, whether it is the farmers who produce milk for Conte, the cheesemakers who transform the milk into Conte, or what we call affineurs, who are responsible for aging those wheels of Conte and then bringing them to market and shipping them to many countries around the world.
Yeah.
So it's very important. It's unique. And we haven't even talked about the organoleptic characteristics of Conte. So as you can see, there are tons of reasons why Conte is so unique.
Ah, wow. Okay, wait, can you tell us about those characteristics as well? Because I'm curious.
Well, of course. It is, in fact, it's both a simple question and a long question.
give us our best one-on-one answer.
Yeah. You know, first of all, what's what's very important, you know, Conte is a protected designation of origin. It means that it's made by multiple, I would say, multiple people. It's made throughout the region by about 140 fruitiers, so 140 cheesemakers. It involves about 3,000 farmers. And then the affinage is carried out by 13 or 14 companies. So mm-hmm. it creates a cheese with multiple facets, depending on where the milk comes from, depending on the cheesemaker, depending on affinage techniques. That's one set of characteristics. Then you also have the time of year when the milk is collected, and the characteristics of the milk itself vary enormously, even from one spot. You know, throughout the course of mm-hmm. the year, the milk will vary in its fat content, in its protein content, and so on, and also in terms of the microorganisms that will be integral to the transformation of milk into cheese. So as you see, there are many characteristics. So overall, we have identified, I mean, when I say we, I would say everybody in who works for Conte within the special tasting committees, if you like, they've identified mm-hmm. over 80 aroma descriptors for Conte. It doesn't mean that each Conte will have all of them, but each Conte is going to have a spectrum of aroma characteristics that will distinguish it from other Contes. And also, very importantly, the same Conte, if you will, from the same place of production, made with the same milk from the same farmers, will be very different throughout the year. So
oh, wow.
I think for people who enjoy Conte and eat Conte regularly, part of the fun is to appreciate that even though Conte is one, you could say, it's also incredibly diverse and changing. You know, it's not at all like an industrial product where you expect consistency over
Certainly.
Time. With Conte, you simply don't expect consistency. I mean, you expect consistency in the presentation of the cheese, if you will, but mm-hmm. in terms of its taste, of its aromas, you expect it to vary over time, you know. And this is the role, I would say, of a cheesemonger, is to select Contes and be knowledgeable about them, to present them to the customers, but also for a specific cheesemonger to select Contes that maybe represent certain overall characteristics, and certainly to have Contes that will be young Contes, that are more lactic, if you like, and mm-hmm. also older Contes that have flavors, you know, of I would say, a bit more vegetal, a bit more roasted, some nuts and so on. So it's an enormous panel of aromas right there.
Yeah, and I'm curious, what advice can you offer to the cheesemongers in the United States when it comes to choosing the levels of Conte or working with their distributors? What advice can you give them about choosing the Conte?
Well, you know, the best advice I can give them is to become thoroughly familiar with Conte, and don't take it for a commercial pitch, but make mm-hmm. Conte one of their priorities, because, you know, like other cheeses, you want the cheese to rotate in a steady fashion, which allows a cheesemonger to carry a bit more of that particular cheese, and therefore makes it possible to offer a broader selection and become better versed in Conte itself. So, you know, this is the key in some ways. And what we see with the top cheesemongers is that they have spent time with affineurs in France. Some of them work with the affineurs to select certain cheeses that they like or certain fruitières that they like, and define with the affineur the type of Comté they like. And then they can develop a special relationship with the source, I would almost say. And this is really key. Of course, not everybody can do that. But I think if you make Comté more of a presence and get a stronger, I would say a stronger following, it makes it more possible to become more specific with the Comté, with what you're looking for and what you're buying as a cheesemonger. But again, you know, you don't want to buy wheels of Comté that are just sitting on the counter. You want, you know, you want to,
sure.
A lot, you want real sell through so that you're also selling a cheese that's fresh, if you like, that is a cheese that is very expressive. And, you know, I would say to answer your question, really, it's how invested you are in Comté. Because at the end of the day, all of this allows a cheesemonger to bring to the consumer something that's a bit more special.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was curious as well to say there is a cheesemonger or a consumer that is a big time fan of Comté. How do you suggest, is it best to reach out through Instagram or is there an email? Do you prefer people do that or should they just stick with the cheese shops? I'm just curious, like say, I know the website is actually very nice. It has a lot of interesting facts. Do you suggest people go there for more information about Comté?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a good place. It's a good place. And again, I think from a consumer perspective, it's really worth it to go and travel to the Comté region and to understand more about the cheese. You know, I think we see the same thing with cheese as we do with wine. The more a consumer develops proximity with a wine or with a cheese, the more they're going to enjoy it because they'll start to understand what is so special about this particular cheese. And we can talk about it as much as we want, but I think having the experience of being there gives a consumer a greater appreciation and a greater understanding of what it is and what to expect from it and what to look for when they get Comté.
I totally agree with you. I'm looking forward to one day visiting myself. So let's just say we have some cheesemongers and consumers that are interested at least in replicating the Jura region in the way that of cooking. Is there a special regional dish that someone could try to make at home here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this earlier on my way, and I realized that when you go to the region, you have Comté at every meal. You know, it's especially in the region, it's a presence in what people eat. People buy it in fairly large quantities. You know, when you go to a cheese store in the Comté region, people buy at least a pound or 2 pounds of Comté in addition to other cheeses that they buy.
Yeah, amazing.
And that's a little bit of a side story, if you will. But there's a huge difference between cheese consumption in France and cheese consumption in the U.S. And for me, as a Frenchman who lives in the U.S., I continue to make sure that I eat cheese almost every day. I mean, it's part of my, I would almost say it's my part of my diet, but it's also part of what I enjoy when I am at the table or when I want a snack and so on. You know, cheese is a very major component of a French person's lifestyle. As long as they are not, as long as they eat cheese, of course, you know, but
yeah.
But in terms of special dishes, I mean, some of the classics would be, or one of the classic is fondue. you know.
Sure.
Which I think is experiencing a bit of a renaissance in the US. More interest is coming back to fondue, and that's always fun. But Comté lends itself very well to making fondue. You can use different types of Comtés. Also, what's very interesting is that depending on the age of Comté, the consistency and the texture of the fondue is going to be a little bit different. So,
oh, interesting.
There's a lot about fondue. You know, it's also a very interesting dish, but it's a reasonably easy dish to prepare, and it's always a fun dish. And this is something that you find very commonly in the Jura region. I mean, granted, it's more of a, you know, it's a bit of a rustic dish, but you know, it's a very enjoyable dish. In terms of more sophisticated things, people will do chicken with a Comté or with a sauce that incorporates Comté and maybe with the addition of a few slices of truffles. But as you can perceive, you know, Comté is going to be part of just almost any and every dish. Not to mention that I think a lot of it is eaten just as it is, you know.
Sure. No, I mean, I think it's such a universal cheese. Like you mentioned with the fondue, melting it over potatoes, cooking it with chicken, and then just to eat it every day with, say, an apple. I mean, it's exactly that. And it just really comes down to, I think, understanding what flavors you like in your Comté, because like you mentioned before, there's several ages, there's different affineurs. So I encourage our listeners to buy several kinds of Comté at this point and try them back to back, do the vertical tasting and see for themselves, which do I like? You know, that's just, I think that that's the most important thing with a cheese like Comté, is figure out what you like best.
Yeah, that's what you described, but also developing a relationship with the cheesemonger, you know, especially with the cheese stores. It may be a little bit more expensive there, but as a consumer, this is where you can get advice, and this is where you can explain to the monger, okay, I like the Comté you're getting, this is what I like about it, and do you have other Comtés I can try, and establish a dialogue about Comté in particular.
Yeah, it's even better. It's if you have a cheese store nearby, I agree. That's the best way to do it. I wanted to see with you, Jean-Louis, in terms of wine and spirit pairings for Comté. Do you have any great suggestions for a young to a more aged version of Comté? What fits best for in the wine and spirits category?
Well, you know, I would say, as in my experience, if you have a young Comté that's more lactic and fresh in flavor, I would say. A light red wine or a crisp, bright white wine work well. With older Comtés, you're looking for something that is maybe a little bit more developed in terms of the maturity of the wine, or maybe a bit more sophisticated, maybe a white Burgundy with a little bit of age would be a great combination. And then, of course, wines such as, I would say, port, you know, wines that are generally considered dessert wines can be a good match, especially with more assertive cheeses.
Sure.
However, I must say that in my experience, one of the most exciting pairings I've had with Comté was Comté, you know, Comté that was that had a little bit of age, but not terribly old Comté, maybe 14, 15 months Comté, with vin jaune from the Jura. And vin jaune is a very dry wine, but it's also a wine that has very interesting aromas, I would almost say, of walnut. It has a real crispness to it. It combines exceptionally well with Comté. I mean, it's one of the best combinations I have had. One could suggest other wines from the Jura. Vin jaune can be a little bit difficult to find, but one finds Jura wines that are made with Savagnin, which is one of the indigenous grape varieties of the Jura region, and these wines go really well, you know, or the traditional Jura wines that can be blends of Savagnin and Chardonnay work well. Those traditional wines, like Côte du Jura, for example, are something mm-hmm. worth trying because they offer an aromatic profile that's fairly distinctive and that is not found in other wines.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the wine valley in the Jura region. I think the wines complement cheese extraordinarily well. And to have its home cheese, Conte, it's perfect. So thank you for those suggestions, because that's exactly what I want people to learn about with cheese and pairing.
Yeah, but you know, I should say that we've also done some tastings with beer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, for example, we did a tasting with sour beers from Belgium, and this was a very interesting combination. You know, again, because you have these are beers that have good acidity, and they make for an interesting combination. They also tend to have a little bit of rusticity to them. And even some of those that are flavored with raspberry or cherry can be very interesting, as long as they are not too sweet. So there are many, many possibilities. And frankly, I think we always try to tell consumers to experiment with different things and see what works and see what appeals to them. And there are many, many possibilities at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, again, another good reason to eat Conte. It's so likable. I wanted to move on now to the Conte Scholarship. I understand it's an opportunity to win a cash scholarship and a trip to the Conte region. Who is this intended for, and what should they do to apply?
Well, first of all, this is a program that we do with the American Cheese Society. So the American Cheese Society comprises, when it started, American artisanal cheese makers, cheese producers. Over time, the society has come to become a place for, I would say, not everyone, but for people mostly from the trade with a strong interest in cheese, especially in artisanal cheese, but not just those that are produced in America, but also artisanal cheeses from other places. And that is why we've been involved with this organization. So we started this program, this scholarship, after the ACS initiated a program to certify cheesemongers. This is one thing that, of course, sets France apart, let's say, from the United States at this point, is that in France, being a cheesemonger is a well-established craft. You know, we even have a special designation called MOF, which is the best craftsman of France, that has existed since the 50s. And within this organization, there's a category for cheesemongers, because the skills of a cheesemongers, you know, the knowledge that one must have as a cheesemonger is recognized, you know, in an official way. It's a big, you know, so when somebody goes to a cheese store, they know they are going to be speaking to a professional. Now, this is something that does not exist in America. So the ACS started with a program that's fairly basic, but at least it encourages people who want to receive a CCP designation to learn, quite a bit about cheese, and to take a a test, if you will, and so on. Yeah. But ultimately, the idea is that it's a form of motivation, but also the goal is that if you go to some stores and you're dealing with one of these CCPs, they are mm-hmm. going to be eager to help you. And typically, there will also be people on whom one can rely because they have gathered information. You know, they've learned information. Some of them have traveled to cheese regions. Some of them have worked in cheese production and so on. So for us, it was very interesting and very important to recognize, you know, the need for this kind of education so that being a cheesemonger becomes a profession. You know, it's not just somebody who does that and is in and out, but it's somebody who's going to make a career out of being a cheesemonger. So this is how we develop this program. And this program is open to cheesemongers, or it's a little broader than cheesemongers, but people who have passed the CCP exam that is set up by the American Cheese Society. And this is something that takes place every year. And we mm-hmm. offer all CCPs, I mean, not just the last crop, but we open the scholarship to all CCPs. And typically, the scholarship includes a small stipend as well mm-hmm. as a visit to the Conte region.
I see. And then I noticed also they have to write a short essay answering a few questions about the current marketplace, which I thought was actually a great way to see their insight, being as they're cheesemongers and CCP people. So that's excellent. I hope you get some really cool essays from this.
Yeah, we do get some interesting essays. And also, I should say, those CCPs who have traveled with us have always been very... very interesting and also interested in exploring the world of cheese further. And for them, you know, Conte is part of what they're going to learn. I have to say that we feel, as I explained earlier on, you know, Conte is the number one PDO in France in the sense that this is the cheese from a protected designation of origin that is the most consumed in France. You know, I'm not talking about the broad market because there are other cheeses, typically more industrial cheeses that are consumed in much larger quantities than Conte. But in many ways, Conte is recognized as a leader, and certainly the way it is organized, the way the PDO functions is considered with a lot of respect, I would say, throughout the Conte world, because, you know, there's a lot of solidarity, I would say, within the Conte sector and so on. So Conte is very important, and it's an example of many interesting things when it comes to cheese. It is made with raw milk, for example, the way the cheese is made, etc. So the affinage, the aging of cheese, another aspect of cheesemaking that is of great interest to cheesemongers in general. So we really felt it was important that we participate in this effort to educate cheesemongers.
No, I really thank you for championing the cheesemonger. I think you are the first producer on the program since I hosted who really has mentioned cheesemongers to this level. And I applaud you for that because it is such an important part of the cheese system. And there are so many great cheesemongers out there and they need to hear that. So thank you, Jean-Louis. And I just want to say thank you for coming on Cutting the Curd today. This has been great.
Yes, thank you very much, Kara. And I think I would just like to mention that we have a video on our website that shows a French cheesemonger by the name of Marc Janin. And it's very interesting because being a cheesemonger is being knowledgeable about cheese, but it's also about the service that the cheesemonger gives to consumers and the relationships that are established at the store level. And this is something that I think is very important to understand. And this is also something that I feel can help develop the market for artisanal cheeses.
Yeah, no, totally. It's absolutely true. Well, I just want to say to the listeners out there, if you'd like to follow Conte, please follow them on Instagram at Conte_USA. If you'd like to apply to the scholarship, especially if you're a CCP, please go to conte-usa.com/events/conte-scholarship. And if you'd like to follow us at Cutting the Curd, please follow us, or myself at Cara Warren. And please listen and subscribe to Cutting the Curd via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Jean-Louis, I just want to say thank you again for coming on the program, and hope you listen to us next time. Thanks, and eat more cheese.
Cutting the Curd is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Instagram and Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can also find us at facebook.com/heritageradionetwork. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Subscribe to the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join the HRN family by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.